Hey, mama girl, welcome back to Prep and Lands podcast. I've missed you. I've missed you so much. I hope you miss me as much as I missed you. But if you haven't, it's okay. I still miss you and I love you and I'm glad you're back. Welcome, as I said, to Prep and Lands podcast, where this week we are discussing the must-have items you should pack before your adventures. Okay, whether you are heading to the bustling cities or the serene beach or exploring remote mountains, being prepared with the right essentials can make all the difference in your travel experience, okay? So if you don't know who I am your travel agent, Jamie, and I am here to help you start your travel experience on the right foot. Listen, I am a single mother just like you, and it is my goal to help you live your life, okay? Not just exist in it, because we don't have time. We don't have time for it. So what does that mean? What does that mean, Jamie? It means that you do not have to deprive yourself from traveling. No, in fact, I believe that it should be a regular activity for both you and your family, okay? So whether you are a seasoned globetrotter, or this is your first time exploring the great world that we call world, I want you to be covered, okay? So I got you covered with all the key information to ensure that your trip goes as smoothly as possible and that you all, both you and your babies, have an amazing time, okay? So I want you to go grab your popcorn, grab your water, grab your wine, grab whatever you want to grab, and come on in here and let's have some good, great, fantastic conversation. Come on in here. So I'm going to give you five essentials that maybe you knew about or that you didn't know about and you did not think about packing it, because we're working on not overpacking. Our goal is to not overpack, and making sure that you plan out your essentials, the things that you need on your trip, will help you accomplish that goal. Okay, so first things first, gather all your essential travel documents. Okay, so these are things like your passports, your visas, your tickets, your itineraries, all the things, okay? It is also crucial to carry any identification cards that you may have that you need to bring and any necessary health information. And we also want to make sure that we have copies of all this information as well, and not only for you but for your babies. Everybody needs to have documentation to ensure that everybody not only gets to go on the trip but gets to come back from the trip. Okay. Additionally, you need to make sure you have local currency. So if you're going out of the country, you want to make sure that you have local currency if you can get that early. If you can't get that early, you want to make sure that you have US dollars so that you can exchange your currency and get local currency when you get there. But having both a combination of local currency and US dollars will be beneficial to you on your trip. It also helps with the flexibility. It helps with the flexibility when it comes to your finances. And you also want to make sure you have credit cards and debit cards for financial flexibility, essentially. And once you have all your documents, I like keeping everything. I recommend doing what I do. I like keeping everything in my document holder because it's all there. It's all together. So there's no missing documents when it comes time to board planes. Or just whenever you need it. There's no missing documents. Everything is right there and it's easily accessible. So I definitely recommend, if you do not have one already, getting you like a travel document holder to carry all your stuff with you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let's move on to the next thing. And the next thing is health. Health comes next. Okay, so we want to pack your prescription medications and a copy of your prescriptions, along with a basic first aid kit. And in your first aid kit, you want to have like Band-Aids, antiseptic wipes. You want to have a pain reliever, things of that nature. Okay, we don't want to forget that. And we also want to make sure, along with the first aid kit and your prescriptions, you also want to have travel health insurance. Now, I can't stress it enough. Y'all know how I feel about travel insurance and the importance of having it. So I'm not going to go on a tangent today. I might do it in another video or in another podcast, but I'm not going to do it today. It is just, as always, like I always say, it is not just fluff, ladies. It is a necessity. It is a necessity for you to have to help plan for the unexpected. It is so much safer to have it and not need it than it is to need it and not have it. Okay. So if you're going on a trip, especially if you're going across the country, out of the country to a different country, it is essential to make sure that you have travel insurance. Okay, moving on. The next thing I want to cover is the electronics, okay? Electronics are a must because we're living in the land of electronics. You can't go anywhere without electronics. So making sure you bring your phone and your charger and, your portable power bank so that way you have power for your devices on the way to your destination. Making sure you have all these chargings to get you to your destination is good for helping you stay connected, okay? And it is easy, even if you're going across the seas, you want to make sure you have like a travel adapter or a converter, something like that. That way you can keep your phone charged, keep all your devices charged, okay? Okay, you also want to consider packing like camera, headphones, and maybe even a tablet or something of that nature for your entertainment, not only for you, but for your kiddos, especially on these plane rides going across these countries. It's hours in the sky, and we need to make sure that we keep our kiddos entertained during those flights, and even on train rides too, because they can get pretty lengthy as well. And car rides, listen, all types of rides, depending on where you're going, how far you're going, you want to make sure you have that entertainment for your kids. And if you want your children to have entertainment that's not necessarily technology based, I would recommend packing like a book or a color book or a notebook and some pens and some pencils to keep them occupied, because we want to make sure that they're not getting jittery, that they're not getting antsy, okay? I even find it useful to have like the little travel games that you can get. I have some on my Amazon storefront. You can go there and you can look at them, but there's some little travel games that you can purchase, and then your children can play with that while y'all are making your way to your destination or coming back from your destination. So just some things to keep in mind. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk about these clothes and these toiletries. We need to make sure that we are packing weather-appropriate clothing and comfortable shoes suitable for walking, okay? So we want to make sure that we're looking at like the weather channel, going on the internet and looking at the weather for the destination that you are going to, because what's happening in your area right now might not be happening in the area that you're going to, and you want to make sure that you are as best prepared as you can be to save time, energy, and money, because we like saving time, energy, and money. Let's not forget like swimwear and anything like that when you're heading to the beach for your beach destinations, or hiking boots when you're going up to hike in the mountains or the valleys, wherever you hike, wherever your destination may be. As for toiletries, we want to make sure we are bringing the essentials like toothbrush, toothpaste, travel size shampoo, conditioner, sunscreen, and any personal hygiene items that you feel like you need. Listen, we don't want to stink. We don't want to stink on our vacation. So we want to make sure that we are packing everything that we need as far as toiletries go to ensure that we stay healthy and not stink. Okay. Let's move on. Finally, let's talk about some miscellaneous items that I feel like will be useful for you to have on your trip to provide comfort and, enjoy to provide a comfortable and enjoyable experience for not only you, but for your family. Okay. So we want to make sure we include like a lightweight backpack or a day pack for the day trips that we have. That way our hands and our arms are free, okay? And we can actually enjoy if we're not trying to hold all our stuff. We're not trying to hold cell phones and tablets and wallets and all the things that we take on our trips, okay? We want to make sure we have somewhere, someplace to put that. And having a lightweight backpack or a day pack will help us accomplish that goal. Okay. Okay. Also, I would include something like a travel pillow for comfort if you take naps like I do. When I have the luxury of not having to drive and I'm on like a train or something, I like taking the little travel pillow that goes around the neck because I go to sleep. Those are the best times to take naps for me. And so I utilize that time to get a quick nap in. So travel pillows are good for comfort. You can also get like eye mask and earplugs for better sleep. If you're traveling like in the plane or on a train somewhere where you're not going to have your luggage with you, I would deem it a good idea. Travel locks are just good. They're essential in my opinion for securing your belongings and keeping thieves not keeping them away, but deterring them from wanting to steal your luggage, get all up in your nooks and crannies and get all your stuff. Okay. So get a travel lock, a good travel lock. You can also get one of those from my Amazon storefront. So you want to do that. And then you also want to bring like a guidebook or download like a travel app for navigating your destination. Wherever you travel, you want to make sure you know what you're doing, because looking like a tourist is never a good thing, and you want to make sure that you are not making yourself a target. Okay, so again, before I close this out, before you zip up your suitcase, before you're ready to go on your trip, I strongly encourage you to make sure you have entertainment for your children. Make sure you have all your documentation, all the things, okay? Finally, I want you to prioritize your safety, okay? Make sure you have your emergency contacts, your copies of all the important documents that you have, and travel insurance details, okay? And itineraries, all the things. Make sure you have all of that to keep you safe, to keep your family safe, and to bring y'all back home where y'all belong, okay? Okay, in quoting Bugs Bunny. That's all, folks. Listen, that's all I have for you today. I thank you so much. I thank you so much for tuning into this podcast where we talked about the essential travel items that you need to make your travel experience easy, enjoyable, to make it good, okay? I hope these tips help you pack smarter, and I hope that you're able to enjoy a stress-free travel experience, vacation, adventure, whatever you want to call it. I hope you enjoy that. I hope these tips help you enjoy that to the fullest, okay? Okay, so if you're saying, Jamie, you know what, girl, I am ready. I am ready to start planning my trip with you. I want you to contact me by going to my website, www.prepandland.com. That's spelled PrepandLand.com. I want you to go there and you can either make an appointment or you can just shoot me a message in the contact. You can click on the little contact link and shoot me a quick message, and we can schedule a time where we can meet up and have conversations. And if you're far away, of course we can't meet up in person, but we can talk over the phone and have some good conversation about your next trip and planning it. If you are saying, you know what, Jamie, I don't need you to help me book my trip. I can book my own trip. I just want to use your prices to book. Listen, mama girl, I'm okay with that. You can totally do that. I support that decision. For you, you can go to my other website, jamiebarber.intellitravel.com. That's jamiebarber.intellitravel, spelled intellitravel.com. And you can make an account on that website and you can book your trip. Listen, we can do activities. You can do cruises. You can do hotels. You can do all the things. Listen, all of it is on there. All of it's on there for you. Cars. I know that there's, you can get your flights there too. All the things. All the things are on there for you to book your own trip and use my prices, okay? If you have any questions or want to learn more about a destination, you can always ask me. I want to answer them. I want to help you. I want to help you get you on your next trip, okay? And make sure that you subscribe, like, follow, listen, all the things on all of my social media platforms. All of them are Prep and Land, and you, let's help others be like us and choose to make life an experience. And not only that, but experience the life that we choose, okay? Because we're not just existing. We are no longer existing in this world. We've been there. We've done that. It's time to move forward. We are going to live. We are living, mama girl. And listen, with that being said, that's all I have for you. So until next time, I love y'all, okay? Peace.